This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, for the teaching of hadith, I have chosen two books, Sahih Bukhari and Sunan Tirmidhi. My own understanding actually is if one learns these two books properly, it will be easy for the person to understand other sources of the hadith. And I was very pleased to find later on that even Maula Gangohi Rahimullah in India, the greatest scholar of hadith and the person who actually started teaching all six sound books, what the people call Daura, he's the one who started Daura. He himself actually said that if people learn these two books properly, then after that, if they even just have some hearing of other books, it will be enough. Why Bukhari? Reason is because, no doubt, Bukhari is the most sound book in Islam after the Quran. And Bukhari does two things very important. First thing is, it actually has brought out the most sound hadith. And the second thing Bukhari does is that these most sound hadith, they are enough for our religion. So, book of Bukhari, on one hand, trains its student to understand how this great man has selected these hadith from so many 100,000 hadiths, what effort he has done. And second thing is that how he has used these hadiths to prove certain points, in the fiqh, in the theology. And while studying these works, I make effort to teach properly the chains of narration, and how many isnad would have been possibly for that same hadith in Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi. Why Bukhari among all those isnad has chosen this one? And if there is any problem, any question raised against the isnad of Bukhari by the earlier people like Dharqutani and others, or even by some orientalist, I make effort to discuss those problems and to find out why Bukhari, while knowing all these problems, still he has opted to get that hadith in Bukhari. So that actually helps us to understand the reasoning of the muhaddithin and their in the way of how to verify one isnad. And second thing is which Bukhari does, because since the number of the hadith which are most sound, they are very few, just 2,000 something. But Bukhari, because his intellectual power, he used those few hadith to prove so many points. Sometimes he brings same hadith 5 times, 7 times, and more than that, less than that. So we have to understand how from one hadith he can derive so many different knowledge. And it also helps us to think really that if Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has provided us this book, which is most authentic work, and he proves that this book was enough for the people of his time. So now in our time, when there are so many new issues are coming, which were not in his time, how we can use the Sahih Bukhari to get answer for those new questions. So, these discussions, alhamdulillah, help in the class and make the students to understand. And one thing actually I always focus very greatly in the class is that Bukhari's work is the most professional work one can imagine. Because we have seen actually so many works, professionals do, academics do, but they fail to remain consistent throughout the work. But Bukhari from beginning to end is very consistent, and really this work is the work of a proper professional who never lazy and never tired in his work. The second book that I have chosen is Imam Tirmidhi's work, because the reason for this actually is that this is, though it looks an easy book, but Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, he selects those hadiths which can teach people not only the rulings of the fiqh and ahkam, but also in the isnads of those hadith, they can teach people the illas, the problems in the hadith, and how people have been solving them. So sometimes Imam Tirmidhi discuss, sometimes does not discuss, but then I bring the discussion from the earlier sources, from Dharqutni and from other people. So this is one thing. Second thing is Imam Tirmidhi, because he has arranged the book according to the work of the fiqh, and after every single hadith, he makes effort to bring the opinions of the people from among Sahaba and Tabi'een, and he brings their arguments very clearly. So this helps the student to understand that how the people used to derive the knowledge from the hadith, and when the hadith used to go against their opinion, how they used to understand it, and what and how to reconcile between two different hadiths sometime. So this book is good training for the provenance of the hadith, and also at the same time very good book to train people to understand the fiqh of the hadith and to understand the arguments of the early jurists from Imam Sahaba and Tabi'een or Imams like Imam Sufyan al-Thawri or people of Kufa and people of Medina and Ahmad al-Hanbal, Ishaq al-Rahwi and other people. كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي فالمعالي بالتحدي لا سواه كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة.